You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will hear more from Ian coming up in just a little bit. But first, it's time to talk again about the theater. We do that so very often. And, of course, Ian, part of a show right now as well. We'll talk to him more about that later on. But the Central Wisconsin Educational Theater Alliance. And we got a couple of different things to talk about here this morning. So that means we have two different guests from Sweet Up. Very happy to welcome Hillary Hastings. Hillary, good morning.
Good morning.
Hillary, thank you very much for being here.
My pleasure.
And Aaron Knoll, thank you very much for being here as well.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's start off by talking about the first event that is coming up, which is on Saturday evening. It is Designer Handbag Bingo. It's going to be held at Greenwood Hills Country Club. And Aaron, could you give us a little piece of what this is and what is it for?
It's Designer Purse Bingo. You're guaranteed 12 games, and in each of the different games, you'll win a designer purse, which we have different choices. We have Prada bags, and we have Kurt Gregor, a whole slew of different prizes or purses to win. And you also will have raffle baskets. We have about 25 different raffle baskets from local stores and also local just supporting theater people. 50-50 raffle, there'll be door prizes, and we're going to be at Greenwood Hills, and there'll be a cash bar and a buffet that's available for purchase as well. We're doing this fundraiser to kick off our theater season, as we will be doing Shrek the Musical, and all proceeds from this will go to support that.
And it sounds like just a wonderful evening out. Greenwood Hills obviously is a very nice place to be at, and to put it together with the food and the entertainment, and all for, again, the great cause of raising money to support so many different students. And before we even continue, let's talk a little bit about what the Central Wisconsin Educational Theater Alliance is, because I'm sure there are folks out there that are not familiar with it. This is an organization that really does bring in a lot of different schools from the Central Wisconsin area. Either of you would like to?
It certainly does, and it's quite a mouthful. So we affectionately call it SWETA.
Yeah, that's right.
SWETA has been around for over 30 years. It started in 1992, bringing unforgettable productions to life, elevating the community's experience of theater and giving that opportunity for children to get to perform in shows of this caliber, mm-hmm. and also for students to come and watch these shows that maybe don't have the opportunity to see quality theater productions. So that's really exciting for us. We've had over 2,000 student performers over the years, and lifelong memories. I think we even had a marriage out of one of these.
We've also had Sweeta Babies.
Sweeta Babies.
Oh, man.
Yes, yes. And we're including children from 4th grade to 12th grade in our productions. And it's super exciting to see the camaraderie of the students, the friendships that are made from over 9 different schools. We get to introduce kids to each other that maybe wouldn't have had that opportunity to meet.
That's really impressive that you have so many schools around Central Wisconsin that are involved in that. Logistically, and you know, sometimes it makes me think it's hard enough to try to get together for one school to have a rehearsal schedule and auditions and everything else to put it all together. How do you do it?
I guess it's the bottom line. A lot of dedication from parents and from students. We've had 16, 17, 18-year-olds driving an hour, 2 hours to get to rehearsals.
What is the farthest school involved in the SWETA?
Well, we haven't had our auditions yet. No. Our auditions are coming up.
Coming up, yeah. November 18th, 19th, and 24th.
Yes.
And they'll be at Wausau West, East, and DC Everest.
And so we want anybody. We want people from Stevens Point, Auburndale, Merrill. They can be as far as they want. We don't have a set perimeter. It's just
the state of Wisconsin. I think we had one student it was quite a distance.
Yeah, it's at least an hour. And so we have practice every day. So it's quite a commitment.
How did SWEDA start? It really is something that is different because during the course of our year, we always have members of productions from, say, Wausau West or Wausau East or DC Everest. How did this come together? Do you know, remember, because you said it's been around for more than 30 years?
Lori Magley is the artistic director. She's retired now, English teacher at Wausau West for umpteen years. And she started this to bring in a sort of educational aspect to the theater. And it started as a Shakespeare company, and it's just evolved from there.
Because we also do, during our productions, we do student matinees where children can come in during the school day and see the production. That's a big push for us at SWEDA so that we can get those younger kids in. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $5, mm-hmm. so it's very affordable. And that was Lori's big thing. And this year we're having actor come in, and so the actor will actually be able to come to schools that want to participate in our program and help them learn different aspects of the theater at school to tie it into their educational curriculum.
Right. Our resident artist this year is Eric Peterson. He actually played Shrek on Broadway, so he'll be here to mentor the kids for a week, do some workshops, and show his professional aspect to things.
Artist in residency is something that kind of caught my eye when I was preparing to talk to both of you. That is something that is rather unique to this organization. And as you said, somebody has actually played the role mm-hmm. at the very highest of heights on Broadway. How do you go about getting the artist in residency? Because, I mean, that sounds like to come here to Central Wisconsin and to spend, as you say, a week with the students. I mean, that is an incredible get. I imagine that, again, that is something that is exceptionally special to this organization. Also, it says a lot for this a person that is willing to give of his time to be part of this.
I think the website www.sweda.org shows the quality of production that we have. So it's validity to us for an actor outside of Wausau Wisconsin who doesn't know who we are, but a little groveling and begging. We've been able to capture the attention of several professionals who've come in and taken this role for us.
We will have more with Hillary Hastings and Aaron Knoll of SWEDA talking about Saturday's fundraiser, Designer Handbag Bingo, and also about Shrek the Musical coming in early 2026. That's coming up at 7:22 after more Mornings with Hank Kreitlow coming up next on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, and we are talking this morning to Hillary Hastings and Aaron Knoll. They are from the Central Wisconsin Educational Theater Alliance. We're talking both about a fundraiser coming up on Saturday and also about their upcoming production of Shrek the Musical that will be in February.
Let's go back to Saturday's event. I think we need to kind of hit on it because you're not able to do this without fundraisers like this.
Absolutely.
And to have an event like this be at Greenwood Hills and to have a lot of fun and have a real high-end event, but at the same time, this does allow you to do everything that you do with SWEDA, correct?
Right. Yes, fundraising and grant writing is our way to make it happen. So this weekend at Greenwood Hills, our Designer Purse Bingo is very important to kick off our season of fundraising. And yeah, again, it's going to be pretty awesome. There's lots of amazing bags. And like I said, they're all name brand hire bags.
You forgot to mention Burberry and Kate Spade.
Yes, there's so many.
Louis Vuitton, I think. Do we have a Louis bag or not this year?
We don't. We have a Prada bag.
That was
donated to us. That's pretty amazing. And again, so many raffle prizes too, that raffles are, you can buy one ticket for $5 and you can win night out at one of our local restaurants, or you can win product.
Hydrofacial.
Yeah.
Lots of nice things.
Lots of very
nice things.
I also
wanted to, Lori would be amiss if we did not mention, one of the matinees for the students is dedicated to special needs students. Mm. So Not So Loud, No
We don't use like a lot of our smoke that we use. We toned down the lights a little bit, and it's just especially for those kids that need a little bit of less sensory exposure, mm-hmm. and that is a huge, huge thing that we do as well.
And that's free for students yep. and for their caretakers.
And we usually try to get a sponsor for that event so that mm-hmm. we can give them a special treat too. Mm. Like, you know, kids. Kids and adults love any kind of swag, so
isn't that put together. It sounds like one of the main focus when you talk about that is to reach maybe groups of kids, and maybe even generally the public, that aren't always reached. It's always about trying to broaden that tent, bring theater to everybody.
Yep, definitely.
And that performance is a good experience for the performers as well, mm. because they're having to maybe deal with things that a typical audience wouldn't do, like
correct
certain
anybody can be walking around. Some individuals can't sit in their seat very long, or they might be talking when they're not supposed to be talking, mm-hmm. which they mm-hmm. At the theater you're not supposed to talk when this performance, but it's good for our students to learn that and see and adapt to that.
Again, the Designer Handbag Bingo event at Greenwood Hills Country Club is this Saturday, yep. October 25th. Doors open at 5:30, the bingo at 6:30. For folks that want to get tickets, how do
yes,
they do this?
Yes, please. We have a few tickets left. So you can go to sweta.org, and it'll be right up front there, and they'll click on the link, and you can buy them on there. They're $50 in advance, and if you want to come that night, they're $60 at the door.
And then we want to again let maybe the families and the kids themselves know that the Shrek the Musical, the production is coming up in, is it February of 2026?
Correct.
But the audition process begins next month, and you have auditions at three different schools. I was looking at that. So a chance to, if you're at Wausau East, Wausau West, or DC Everest on November the 18th, which is a Tuesday, a three-hour block, so a nice big block from 6 till 9 at the Wausau West High School Theater. Then the very next day on Wednesday the 19th, same time at Wausau East, and then the following Monday, November 24th at DC Everest. So again, you're really reaching out to all these schools in the general Wausau area, but as you said, you want kids from other schools to come to these auditions as well.
Absolutely, and so that's why we try to do it on a couple of different days as well, because we know kids are in sports and in other activities, mm-hmm. so we want to give them a chance to audition if they want to.
And if one can't be at our fabulous handbag bingo on Saturday, there are so many ways to donate to mm. our organization. We have sponsorships. We can do ads in our program, in our beautiful program, I might add. And also you can sponsor a performance. So several ways to donate. And you can also go to sweta.org to find out more about donations.
Yep, I went there and I was able to find out all this great information about both the event and about the shows coming up and everything else, and just generally about SWETA as well. So again, sweta.org, and you get all that great information. And if you're able to also donate or become a sponsor or anything else, that would be just wonderful as well. But again, I think the number one thing to think about is if you got your Saturday evening free, nowhere better to be than the Greenwood Hills Country Club for
bingo!
Bingo! And who doesn't love bingo, right? Be able to yell out bingo and not only win the bingo, but win some wonderful, wonderful prizes as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And guys are welcome, too. I've had a couple of people ask me that. Can guys come?
Of course.
Could
you imagine winning bingo, winning one of these wonderful handbags, and then, being able to give a gift to the special
Christmas
somebody
is right
else?
Around the corner. Yes.
You talk about earning some points. I think you can earn some big points right there.
Bringing Mama home a Prada. I mean, I know my absolutely. Kids are going to be playing this weekend.
Right.
I just think what SWETA does is just so fantastic. And again, to give the opportunity for kids to be able to experience theater. I mean, I never thought of it when I was in high school, but then in college I got involved in it with some friends, and I've been able to be lucky in my life to do a lot of things that I think have been really thrilling. But nothing has ever thrilled me more than being on stage for a show.
It's pretty exhilarating.
It is fantastic. So again, lots to come, and I'm sure before we get to February of next year, we'll have folks from SWEDA come by again and tell us about the show before it comes to stage as well. So
we'd sure love to do that.
So check it out. Get those tickets for Handbag Bingo. Be a big winner on Saturday and also help keep SWEDA very, very strong for the students and the performers here in Central Wisconsin. So Aaron Knoll, Hillary Hastings, thank you both for joining us.
And, thanks for having us.
Best of luck Saturday night for the big event.
Thank you.
Go right to cweta.org and get those tickets again to Saturday night's Handbag Bingo at Greenwood Hills. More to come, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and then we'll be back at 7:52 for the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning once again, everyone. The time is 7:53. Kind of a dreary start here in north central Wisconsin. Some light rain, some mist, some fog out there. Temperature of 41 degrees at our downtown studios, located at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Our first two segments this morning, we had the conversation with Hillary Hastings and Aaron Knoll from the Central Wisconsin Educational Theater Alliance, SWEDA. And again, if you missed the interview, we will have it up on our podcast page as part of our show page at WXCO.fm under news. Just go to WXCO Morning Report under with Chad Holmes. Be able to get the full podcast interview, our full podcast for our local segments here this morning. We'll also have a link to our YouTube interview, and also we will have links to SWEDA and how to get the tickets for Saturday evening's event. Again, it's an opportunity for you to help SWEDA with their artist in residency, and also just for all the costs that go involved in such a big undertaking that helps so many students here in North Central Wisconsin. Saturday evening, their fundraiser, Designer Handbag Bingo, 5:30, doors open, 6:30, the event begins at Greenwood Hills Country Club. So again, go to SWEDA, cweta.org for more information. And again, coming up in probably less than about an hour or so, we will have the show notes up and the podcast and everything at WXCO.fm under news. And then just click on Morning Report with Chad Holmes for October the 22nd. Also, want to let you know that tonight it's another edition of the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Myself and former Wausau West Warrior head football coach Jason Foster will review week 9 of the high school season and look ahead here to the playoffs. Level 1 playoffs this Friday for the 11 player teams and second round playoffs for the 8-player. And so we'll talk all about those matchups and more. Plus, we'll be joined by a pair of special guests. Athens head football coach Todd Diethelm will be joining us at 6:30. They are still involved in level 2 play this weekend in the 8-player football playoffs. And then at 7:06, it's our student athlete guest for this week. We'll be talking to Merrill High School senior Hunter Opper. He had himself a big game for the Merrill Blue Jays last Friday as Merrill earned their 6th win of the season in their victory that clinched outright a playoff berth, as they'll be involved in the playoffs. But Hunter Opper, in their win over Rhinelander, had 3 quarterback sacks in that game, and he was really a force on the defensive side. So we'll talk about the season and about Merrill's first-round playoff game against Lakeland on Friday with Hunter Opper. So that's all coming up on the Big High School Sports Show, 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. All right, I have
laid the groundwork for the segment. Now it's time to really get things going. Introduce our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, the one, the only, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
I know
there's a dreary
yeah.
a day out there.
Yeah. It has the feel right now of real fall. I mean, it's where it's cold, it's wet. Yeah, I've got the big thick jacket out today. It really does.
A spooky season, definitely.
And back when I was younger, this was exactly the kind of night it was almost every year for Halloween. Almost every year. It was always cold and wet. Sometimes you'd get actual snow showers. So I'm not surprised to see weather like this. And then, by the way, I mean, we are only 9 days away from Halloween.
Yeah, I'll be here before we know it.
Do you do anything special for Halloween, even as an adult?
I try to dress up every year. Even if I can't go trick-or-treating, I still like to dress up in cool costumes. And, you know, if there's any leftover candy that my mom has after all the trick-or-treaters come through, I'm more than happy to help myself to some of that.
Are you going to dress up for us in a week from Friday?
Yes, I...
Oh! Will you, huh?
Yes, I will. I'm not going to tell you, though. But that's right. Halloween's on a Friday this year.
Yeah. You know, maybe I will, too. I'm not going to promise anything. I know what I could. I have, from many years ago, I still have this costume that's just sitting there that has not been worn in a couple of decades. But maybe I will pull it out, see if it still fits, number one, and then maybe bring it in for the show, and then... People will have to, then we'll turn on the camera that day for the YouTube videos and go from there. But so we will see.
Okay.
We will see.
That's
maybe
exciting.
But we'll talk more about this as we get into next week. And I know that we talked a lot about Sweeta this morning. And again, we hope that people can go to their bingo event at Greenwood Hills on Saturday evening.
That's right.
But I know that you are still in the midst of your rehearsals. In fact, I know you have a rehearsal tonight. We're getting about just over 2 weeks until opening night for Sweeney Todd.
Pretty close. I think actually, 2 weeks from this coming Friday is our opening night.
I listened to you, so I know exactly how long it is. So it's going well? You feel pretty good about it at this point?
You know what? The rehearsals have been coming along really well, and I believe it's going to be a very incredible show. The set itself is almost finished, and everybody is working hard. The music is coming along great, and we're all having a lot of fun with this show.
Very good.
It's definitely not your usual theater show, but it's going to be a spectacular show. Nonetheless.
Terrific. So again, we'll be talking more about that with members of the company in a couple of weeks, the week of the opening, in 2 weeks' time.
That's right.
Coming up, it's 8 o'clock, top of the hour news here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is 41 degrees here at our studios in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Overcast skies, dreary start, but hey, Hump Day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend. Mm-hmm. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. And Ian, one of the stories that we heard on the top of the hour newscast was Donald Trump is asking for a lot of money from the American taxpayer for himself. Donald Trump is going to want $230 million from the taxpayers. Because,
can I ask why?
Because he says that he had to spend that kind of money to defend himself on investigations in his first term.
Good grief.
I mean, it's just, he is
demanding the Justice Department pay him about $230 million in compensation for the federal investigations into him. Those are Department of Justice probes into connections between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russian intelligence activities intended to help him win that election, Trump's alleged violations of the Espionage Act and other laws by evading Justice Department efforts to recover highly classified documents that Trump lifted from the White House when he left office in 2021, some of which he apparently stored in a Mar-a-Lago bathroom, and others as well. And the thing about it is, Trump is trying to claim, well, this was all fraudulent. Should not have been, it was all political. Should not have been investigated. Hey, Donald.
There's no evidence of that.
Donald, you were convicted on more than 30 felonies.
Mm-hmm.
The espionage case on the documents down at Mar-a-Lago, that case was not over when he got elected back a year ago. So that basically ended that investigation. It wasn't that he was cleared of any wrongdoing.
No.
It was just that it was stopped because he got reelected. So the idea of the American people, if he gets $230 million from the Department of Justice and the United States government, that would be coming out of money that we give as taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And the idea of giving Donald Trump money like that is disgusting.
It's
and
wrong.
Also, it's very ironic that Donald Trump would like to get $230 million from the American Treasury just months after passing the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. That a bill that's expected to cut more than $1 trillion from Medicaid and boot some 12 million Americans off their health insurance, even as it explodes the federal deficit, and also expand tax cuts to favor the rich. So based on that, he is already using his power to get the American government to give him massive amounts of money mm-hmm. through that tax cut. And now he wants another $230 million on top of that as well. It is disgusting, disgusting, and I don't understand how his mega supporters can just nod their head. My suggestion is, mega supporters, just empty your bank account and send it all to Donald Trump, because if that's the way you think, that just cut out the middleman, which is the American government. Just give Donald Trump all your money, because that's the way it's going right now. Donald Trump just enriches himself and his family over and over and over again, instead of thinking about what's best for the American people. It's disgusting.
The cycle of insanity just doesn't stop. I mean, every day he finds more and more ways to, you know, hit a new low or go to a new extreme. He's not doing this for the people. He's doing this for himself. He's using the people to get what he wants. He doesn't I care about any of us, and people need to realize that. Because, when people say, "Oh, this man's a great president, he's my hero. I want to be just like him." If that's how you think, then there is something wrong with you.
He is a reverse Robin Hood right now.
Exactly.
Take from the poor to give to the rich, and that's just wrong on every level.
You're taking from those who work hard for their money to provide for their families, and giving it to people who couldn't care less about the money they get.
Between his crypto schemes, his coins, his all this corruption, it's just disgusting and it's wrong. And
it's sick.
And the whole idea is, and the thing about it is, the people that are supposedly would be making the decision on this request are people that worked for Donald Trump as lawyers in the past, which is, it's just pathetic on every level.
Wake up and realize that they're being used.
I wouldn't count on it.
Not holding a very high bar there.
Nope, I would not count on that.
It's a small chance. It's a very small.
Coming up tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks open up their 2025-2026 season. They play host to the Washington Wizards at Pfizer Forum. Former Bucks superstar Chris Middleton comes back to Pfizer Forum for the first time since he was traded last spring from the Bucks to Washington. Chris Middleton is the third highest scorer in Milwaukee Bucks history. Middleton scored 12,586 points as a member of the Milwaukee Bucks. He is behind only Giannis and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar scored 14,211 points during his seasons with the Bucks before he went on to play for the LA Lakers. Kareem played 6 years in Milwaukee and then 14 more years in Los Angeles. And Giannis, of course, has been with 13 years with the Milwaukee Bucks. He is the all-time leading scorer for Milwaukee. And that brings us to our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh.
Okay.
Ian is 1-for-2 so far this week. So
it's only a good quiz, but I can do better.
Still some work to do.
Yes.
But with the Bucks opening up their season tonight, the number for the day is, how many points has Giannis scored in his Milwaukee Bucks career?
Oh.
And I said it, Chris Middleton has scored 12,586 points as a member of the Bucks. Kareem, 14,211 as a member of the Bucks.
Okay.
So your choices are 18,538, 20,538, 22,538. How many points has Giannis scored? 18,538, 20,538, 22,538.
You know, I'm going to say 22,538. Final answer.
Giannis, in his career with the Milwaukee Bucks, has scored 20,538 points.
Oh, the middle number.
So 1-for-3, which is where you should be. Have a good day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Thanks, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.